This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, a new emergency services complex opens, the dispute between the BCC and NUPW resolved after labor talks, the police service maintains a steady fight against illegal guns and reports above average clearance rate. An opposition senator is calling on government to identify the skills shortages in the country as the free movement debate continues, and C2SAB raises concerns about worker protection as regional integration grows. Good morning, I'm Michelle Spencer. The details to the news just ahead. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley says the opening of the new Cadogan, Mears and Marshall Emergency Services Complex marks a major step in strengthening public safety and improving emergency response for Bridgetown and surrounding areas. Speaking during the official naming and opening of the new facility, which houses the Bridgetown Fire Station and Emergency Ambulance Service Headquarters, Ms. Motley says the move was necessary to address long-standing vulnerabilities.
When we determined that we were going to help transform Bridgetown, we understood that there were a few issues that we would have to contend with. And part and parcel of it was always the possibility of storm surge affecting the fire station, and in particular with the traffic routes as they were, that would always be a difficulty. And so we set about the task of finding a location close enough to Bridgetown, but far enough to be safe enough, and hence our presence here today. At the time we started, government's fiscal circumstances were not the best, and it therefore meant that the fire service was undercapitalized for a number of years, and major pieces of equipment that ought to have been bought 10, 15 years ago remained outside of their reach.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. The dispute between the Barbados Community College and the National Union of Public Workers has been resolved following talks led by the Labour Department. The standoff began after the college hired someone to fill a vacant post ahead of a long-standing employee acting in the position. That move triggered protest action by more than 50 staff members. While thanking both the NUPW and the Labour Department, Principal Dr. Annette Alleen says the discussions were mature and the focus was now on the healing process.
These talks allow the BCC to take a much closer look at some of our processes. We will also implement strategies to enhance our social partnership with stakeholders, aiming to provide a higher standard of service to our students and staff. However, above all, the college is looking forward to the healing process that is critical for us to realize our vision of becoming a world-class center of excellence for education and training.
Barbados Community College Principal Dr. Annette Alleen. Acting Commissioner of Police Erwin Boy says the police service continues to record steady progress in its fight against illegal guns and overall crime. Speaking during a news conference at police headquarters, Mr. Boyce also reported that the overall crime clearance rate is 60%, a figure described as above average.
We have seized 62 firearms in 2025, and that is compared with 61 in 2024. And in terms of ammunition, in 2025, we have found 1,750 rounds. And in 2024, we have 485 has been found. We are sufficiently satisfied that the effort by ourselves is fairly consistent. I'm fairly robust in the search for firearms. Generally, we carry about a 60% rate, and that is certainly above the average when we look at other jurisdictions. I know in the homicide investigation, we carry over 50% rate. In general crime, we carry in the 60% rate.
The Acting Commissioner of Police also confirmed that the Barbados Police Service has implemented an electronic ticketing system, issuing over 80 notifications to motorists so far. However, the rollout caught many motorists by surprise. In response, Mr. Boyce admitted that communication about the system's introduction may not have been as strong as it should have been.
The communication generally was not there. We've probably fell down in communicating the new approach. We can accept some responsibility for not letting you know that we have vehicles that carry capacity to record speed and at the same time could provide us with a lot of information that we would not necessarily have gotten from stopwatch operations. The process started and we recognized that, you know, that we need to do things differently. We are at a stage where we are looking at repurposing that approach to ticketing. We had sent out over 80 letters of notifications, over 80 notifications. But the process of getting people recognizing that they are in breach of the law is still there.
Acting Commissioner of Police Erwin Boyce. Opposition Senator Ryan Walters is calling on government to identify the skills shortages that he said led to its decision to support the CARICOM Free Movement of People. Speaking during the Senate debate on the Free Movement of Nationals bill, Senator Walters said the country needs a full understanding of the areas where skills are lacking before opening the labor market more widely.
1,000 of those persons between the ages of 15 and 19, 5,200 between the ages of 20 and 44, Mr. President, and 2,000 persons between 45 and 64, and there are a handful of persons above 65 who are still seeking employment. So it baffles me that we have a skills deficit and a people's deficit, but yet we have such high unemployment numbers. These 8,300 persons are currently out of a job, currently looking for a job, and are available to start work.
Mr. Walters said the government should clearly outline the skills and labor shortages it has identified to ensure that Barbadian workers are not left behind.
So where is the gap in skills and labor? I think it is about time that the government lays out clearly for Barbados how they see the gap of labor and how they see the skills deficit, so that we can assess what plans are in place to fill those gaps and those deficits. Because it's okay to invite people to come to our country, but we do not know who is coming. Will they add to these unemployment numbers is the question we now have to ask.
Opposition Senator Ryan Walters. The Congress of Trade Unions and Staff Associations of Barbados, CITUSAB, is voicing concern that the pressures created by regional free movement could have serious implications for local employment and labor stability. President of CITUSAB, Ryan Phillips, says the organization is concerned that the growing competition within the regional job market could undermine job security for Barbadian workers.
We cannot ignore the rising pressures that will be associated with regional migration. We have been seeing skilled Barbadians leaving for opportunities abroad and the effects of economy threatened by job security and limits the pool of talent needed for diversified industries. Job creation is no longer optional. I must say it is an urgent national priority. From a labor perspective, our concerns are clear. Wages must grow with productivity. Social protection must be strengthened and workers must have a real seat at the table in shaping policies that affect their lives.
President of CITUSAB, Ryan Phillips. Meanwhile, General Secretary Dennis DePisa also flagged wider labor concerns, urging policymakers to ensure that workers' rights and standards are not compromised.
The heads of government should ensure that the people who have an interest in moving first have gainful employment in the intended domicile. It is necessary to guard against the invasion of any state by a mass of people who are unemployed, which in turn could place pressure on the social services of the state. The mass movement of labor, CITUSAB fears that if there is no regulation of the process, the possibility looms large that there will be the exploitation of workers. Barbadians could find that jobs on the local market may be taken by those who are vulnerable and are willing to accept lower wages and salaries that are being offered.
General Secretary of CITUSAB, Dennis DePisa. Recapping the headlines, a new emergency services complex opens, the dispute between the BCC and NUPW resolved after labor talks, the police service maintains a steady fight against illegal guns and reports above average clearance, An opposition senator is calling on government to identify the skill shortages in the country as the free movement debate continues, and Situ Sab raises concerns about worker protection as regional integration grows. That was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. For breaking news, follow the Starcom Network News channel on WhatsApp. Also follow Starcom Network News on Instagram and starcomnetwork.net for updates. I'm Michelle Spencer. Good morning.